So getting back to Paticca Samuppada. Paticca Samuppada is a Pali language. Translated into English is dependent origination. This dependent origination explains the chain of causation that leads from birth to death. And we all know that existence is an interrelated series of transient events that occur in a series, one after another. So we already have explained dependent origination from 1 to 12, the 12 links of causation. We start with ignorance and explains why we'll be given birth to and why we died, and it explains the whole cycle. Now we should turn to the next page, because we finished the first page after about, I said about an hour or so, 2 hours, so we'll go on to the next one. The next one is cessation. Now when we know that dependent origination, Paticca Samuppada, explains the chain why we our existence is interrelated events of life and death and reincarnations and all that, how do we end it? And before we begin, let's put our palms together and chant the verses first. Number one, avijja ya veva asesa viraga nirodha. Yeah. Sankara nirodho. With the complete eradication and cessation of ignorance, reaction ceases. Number two, Sankara nirodha vinana nirodho. With the cessation of reaction, conditioning, consciousness cease.
With the cessation of reaction, conditioning, consciousness
cease.
Three,
Vinaya Nirodha Nama Rupa Nirodho.
With the cessation of consciousness, mind body ceases.
Number four,
Nama Rupa Nirodha Salayatana Nirodho.
Nama Rupa Nirodha.
With the cessation of mind body, the six senses cease.
Salayatana Nirodha Pasa Nirodho.
With the cessation of the six senses, contact ceases.
With the cessation of the six senses, contact ceases.
Pasa Nirodha Vedana Nirodho.
With the cessation of contact, feelings cease.
Vedana Nirodha Tanha Nirodho.
With the cessation of feelings, craving and aversion cease.
Tanha Nirodha Upadana Nirodho.
With the cessation of craving and desire, clinging ceases.
Upadana Nirodha Bhava Nirodho.
With the cessation of clinging, the process of becoming ceases.
With the cessation of clinging, Bhava Nirodha Jati Nirodho.
With the cessation of the process of becoming, birth ceases.
Jati Nirodha Jara.
Maranam Sukha Parideva.
Dukkha Domanas Supasaya.
Niruj Janti.
Ivamitasa.
Kevalasa.
Dukkha.
Kandas.
Sanirudo Hoti.
With the cessation of birth, aging and death cease.
Together with sorrow, lamentation, physical and mental sufferings and tribulations.
Thus this entire mass of suffering ceases.
Put your palms down. So you know Paticca Samuppada in the beginning explaining dependent origination explains life, the life cycle. And this, after explaining the life cycle, it explains to us how do we stop this? How do we get liberated from all this suffering? So if we go to number one, with the complete or eradication and cessation of ignorance, volitional reaction ceases. What does that mean? Because in the first page, on the first page, number one is dependent on ignorance, volitional reaction arises. Because of our ignorance, our volitional reaction arises. Now what, just to review, if ignorance ceases, then there's no more volitional conditioning. What does ignorance produce?
Suffering,
yeah, but in between suffering, ignorance produces, if we're ignorant of something, what happens to our mind? Our mind would have mental afflictions arises. Because if we're ignorant, we become angry, become greedy, become disappointed, we have depressions, we have fear, we have disappointment, we have anxiety. All these mental afflictions arise out of ignorance. So ignorance is like a field, like a field in agricultural land with the whole field, with all these seeds of ignorance in there, with all these seeds of mental afflictions. When we have ignorance, we have mental afflictions, all these bad seeds in there. And because of our senses contacting the outside world, creating, agitating our seeds, and we perform correspondingly actions and speech. So when we become angry, we have hatred, we yell out, we curse. When we have greediness, we steal. When we don't have compassion, we kill. So all these things arises out of the mind. So if you want to eliminate ignorance, you've got to eliminate your mental afflictions in your mind. So everything originates from the mind, because ignorance gives rise to mental afflictions. And mental afflictions, with all these, how many mental afflictions are there? Approximately there are 51 mental afflictions. Whenever a thought comes up, there's 51 afflictions or associated thinking that comes with it. You may not realize it. If you study Vijnanavadin school of Buddhism, you will analyze every thought that comes up in you. You may not realize the thought that arises in your mind, but whenever a thought arises in your mind, there are 51 potential occurrings at the same time that associate with the thought. And out of these 51 concurrent arisings of feeling or arisings, 26 are mental afflictions, which are bad, and 11 are good. What comes from the mind are not only the bad stuff,
We have 21 bad stuff that, bad stuff, if you research into it, it's fear, disappointment, jealousy, hatred, greediness, all those. But there are also the good stuff in there too. Compassion, considerate, courtesy, many, but there are only 11. Well, when we analyze our mental afflictions, that's how we analyze it. And we found, after analysis, for centuries of analysis, we found out that there are more non-virtuous mental afflictions than virtuous mental afflictions. We have 26 of them, which are not good, and only 11 that are good. What explains the life cycle is because of these mental afflictions, they don't just arise. After they have arisen, then it induces us to react to it. And when we react to it, we perform. We perform behavior. We voice our speech. What kind of behavior generally that the Buddha, in a Buddhist teaching, categorize our behavior, we categorize as could be killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. These are the three broad categories. Of course, there are a lot more that would, our mental afflictions would give rise to. As far as behavior is concerned, stealing, killing, and sexual misconduct. And mental afflictions also induce us to induce our speech to do something. This speech will include cursing, lying, flattery, double tongue, speeches. They could produce this kind of reaction to the ignorance, to the mental afflictions. And when this behavior, when this speech and thought comes up, and we perform accordingly, we react accordingly, resulting in actions and speeches and all these things that we have done, what happened? We have done all these things, good or bad things, then is it okay after that? Nothing will happen? I have done bad things, I have done good things, and nothing will happen? According to cessation, when something is done, not just according to cessation, according to conservation of energy, and something is done when a thought comes up, something is done, word is spoken, karma is created. And we call it energy. In the common English, we call it energy is created. Not just action and speech, a thought creates energy. That energy gets stored in your consciousness. And when the right time comes, it correspondingly react. So, ignorance gives rise to mental afflictions give rise to all these bad things when we react to it, and because of this, we create karma, energy. And because we create karma, when the time comes, we suffer from the effects of it. And when the time comes when we die, we roll into the next body. Now, when the time comes that we die, if after we're dead, everything disappears, it doesn't make sense. Then there's no causation. If after I die, then nothing would relating to me would exist anymore, then that breaks up the logic of causation. Because whatever you have done now, after you die, all those causes that you have done, are there any effects afterwards? If after you die, then that means the end of you, no more of you, then there's no more effects coming up, then it breaks logic. Because logic tells us that if there's an effect, there's a cause. It also breaks the logic of time. Time is not just of this life. Time is of the universal time of life after life. If time is just of yesterday and tomorrow and now, we're too short-sighted. Time relates to long time ago, when in your previous life. And in the lives to come, if you're not enlightened, you continue to go into the loop of reincarnation. With the complete eradication and cessation of ignorance, reaction ceases. Now, this is a broad general term. If we have no more ignorance, no more volitional actions, that means all our karma are purified, then there's no more ignorance. But how do we purify our karma? Given that we've done all those bad things and good things, and all these things will cause certain effects to come. In this life, after we die, if we're not enlightened, if we haven't liberated ourselves from life and death, we still have to go through the next body, the next life. This is Venerable Quan Chung in this life. In the next life, I don't know. If I am not enlightened, I'll roll into my next life. And in the next life, you do the same thing again, going through the same loop. But if you practice according to the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha's teaching is aimed at liberating yourself eternally from ignorance. Nothing about blind faith, nothing about believing in the Buddha, I got everything forgiven, no. You still have to work at purifying your mind. The Buddha cannot purify it for you. If the Buddha can purify your mind for you, there will be no suffering because you already have been purified. You don't even have to ask for purification. If Buddha can purify, or if God can purify, you don't even have to wait. You don't even have to suffer. God will have purified for you, or Buddha will have purified it for you. And some people will say, will argue, no, because Buddha would test you. Well, why go through the testing? Is it redundant? Don't test me. Just relieve my suffering. Why do you have to test me? People like to argue about it, you know. It's just like the other day when I was in the cafeteria. In the Chinese tea preparation, we don't want to brew the tea for too long. In other words, after maybe 1 or 2 minutes, you have to pour out the tea. Hot boiling water to pour into the tea leaves. And after maybe at the maximum of 2 minutes, you've got to pour out the tea. You cannot allow the boiling water to stay with the tea for too long. Otherwise, you get bitter, which means that the caffeine will come up if you brew it for too long. So maybe after one or two minutes, then you have to pour it out. And there was a senior volunteer, a little stubborn, I wouldn't say very stubborn, and I said, when you serve tea, after you pour it out for 1 or 2 minutes, you got to serve. Don't let it stand for too long. Don't let it stand. What he said is, no, I don't think so. My father-in-law used to drink overnight tea and lives up to 87. So how can you say, well, whether it's true or not, we don't know. My father-in-law has been drinking, he's dead already, drank overnight tea, and he lived up to 87. I said, if he didn't drink overnight tea, he lived up to 97. He lost 10 years. So you can't argue with a monk, because he used to be arguing. Oh, he said, is that so? Oh, yes, I said, yes. That's number one, complete eradication and cessation of ignorance. Ignorance ceases, then no more volitional reactions. Number two, with the cessation of reaction, consciousness ceases. That means if there's no more karma, no more volitional reaction, no more karma, then there's no more seats in the field of consciousness. There's no bad seeds in there. It means that the whole field of cultivation, they're all good. There's no more bad seeds in there. Even good seeds are not there. I don't know if you understand. If I perform good deeds, if I perform bad deeds, for example, I'll go down to hell. I'll suffer. If I perform good deeds, I'll go to heaven. But even heaven is not the way to go. Because after you enjoy happiness in heaven for thousands of years, you still have to go down back to reincarnation. Because even good deeds is tainted. Even good deeds is polluted. It's polluted with the good deeds. Get rid of the pollution and purified it. Good or bad, no more good, no more bad, of course. That's the first thing to go. And no more good too, even the good has to go. The bad has to go for sure. Even the good has to go. And that's what we call purification. Well, people say, even the good has to go. Do you mean that I don't have to do any good deeds? No. You still have to do good deeds. But after you have done all these good deeds, don't attach to the good deeds. I have saved 1,000 people today. Good. I'll be better in my next life. I have donated $1 million to a charity. Oh, how great I am. You know, I'm one of the best philanthropists in the world. I have donated $100 million to save the poor. My name is in the newspaper. And I will enjoy longevity. I will enjoy happiness in heaven. God will welcome me in heaven. Is that not an attachment? Not even a tinkling of imperfection. The bad has to go. Even the good has to go. Completely without anything. Because there's no object to be obtained. No ignorance, no ear, no eyes, no taste, no touch, no body of mind. Nothing to be obtained. But you still remember the Heart Sutra? Let me read it out to you, the Heart Sutra. Therefore, in emptiness, there's no form, no perception, no conception, no volition, no consciousness, no ear, no eyes, no nose, no tongue, no body or mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch of mind, no realm of the eyes. How come there's so many negation? You purified it bit by bit until there's nothing left. In a lot of this gatha and chanting, there's always know this, know that. Don't attach to it. No more attachment. You're completely free from karma. When you're completely free from karma, no more reincarnation, no more suffering. But of course, the first way to go is you have to perform good deeds and stay away from bad deeds. That's the first procedure. And then even the good deeds, don't attach to them. Even the good deeds would only enhance your ego if you attach to good deeds. Okay, so with the cessation of reaction, consciousness sees. With the cessation of consciousness, mind and body sees. What does that mean? If consciousness sees, then there's no more reincarnation, no more mind and body to get into the mom's womb. We talk about dependent origination, how life and death arises. Now, how do we stop life and death? We'll carry on next time. And this is on the Pali side, we always have to chant it so that we remember all the time. The strength comes from repetition. So at the time of the Buddha, disciples chant out all these keywords, paticca samuppada. Then you know every bit of the chanting. Then you know, oh, this is life and death, reincarnation. This is what responsible for the reincarnation, for the karma energy. How do we stop it? And if you know the details of it, it itself is a practice. The chanting itself is a practice.